Hello?
Yes.
This is Metro Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinions toward public affairs and current events. Your number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes, sir.
Okay, are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
I'm registered as no party affiliation.
Okay. As things are now, how likely are you to vote in the August 2024 primary election for county mayor and other offices? Are you certain to vote, almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote 50-50, or do you think you're not going to vote?
I'm certain to vote.
Okay. Thank you. What is your age, please?
I'm 30 years old.
31?
30.
30, okay. Oh, okay, thank you.
In South Florida,
the media describes people as either Black, African American, Anglo, White, Hispanic, or Asian. How would you describe yourself?
Hispanic,
okay. Generally speaking, do you feel things in your area of Miami-Dade County are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Right direction.
Right direction, okay. Thank you. Now, might I ask you your impressions of some people in organizations you may have heard of? As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion. Or if you don't recognize the name, it's okay.
Option.
Right, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable,
okay. No,
and very unfavorable.
Oh, awesome. I can just foresee some very unfavorable, some favorable, but.
Right. If you don't recognize him, it's okay. You just got to let me know. We're starting with Alex Otola.
I don't recognize him.
Okay. James Reyes.
I don't recognize him.
No. Okay. Rosie Cordero Stutz.
I don't recognize her.
No. Manny Sid.
I recognize him. I have a neutral opinion.
Neutral, okay. Joe Biden.
Favorable.
Somewhat or very favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, Joe Sanchez.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Daniela Levine Cava.
Favorable.
Okay, is that very or somewhat favorable?
Just favorable.
Okay.
If that's an option.
All right, we have Joe Martinez.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Ron DeSantis.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Devin McCursel Powell.
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Favorable, just favorable.
Okay. Marco Rubio as well.
Unfavorable. And that's unfavorable.
Hello?
Unfavorable.
Right, somewhat.
Yes.
And then we have Rick Scott.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Let's go. Thank you very much. How would you rate the way Daniela Levine Cava is handling her job as mayor of Miami-Dade County? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. If the election for president were today and candidates were Donald Trump, Republican, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
Joe Biden.
All right. Thank you. If the election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were today, and the candidates were Manny Cid, Daniela Levine Cava, and Alex Otola, which one do you think you vote for?
The current mayor, Levine Cava.
Thank you very much. If the election for county mayor were today and the candidates were Manny Cid, Daniela Levine Cava, and Alex Otola, which one do you think you vote for?
I would not vote for that decision.
Okay. All right. Thank you. We're halfway done. I really appreciate your participation so far. Quickly moving on, as you may know, there will be also there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. And I want to ask about two of them. One constitutional amendment is titled Adult Personal Use of Marijuana, and it reads, allows adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise, allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories. Excuse me, applies to Florida law, does not change or immunize violations of federal law, establishes possession limits for personal use. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Yes, support.
Yes, support. All right. And the other constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. And it reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support or no to oppose it?
Yes, in support.
Okay, thank you. Over the past few years, would you say the level of crime where you live has increased, decreased, or stayed about the same?
Decreased.
Decreased. Okay. Thank you. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for county leaders to focus their attention on right now? You can give me two, by the way, the main one and the second one. I'll read you a list. Investing in housing people can't afford, making healthcare affordable for working families, achieving higher wages, promoting trust and accountability in local government, lowering inflation, adapting to climate change and sea level rise, protecting vulnerable areas from overdevelopment, reducing traffic congestion, making communities safer, or building a mass transit system.
I'd say protecting trust in local government, and as a second one, protecting sensitive areas from overdevelopment.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read a series of descriptions of possible candidates for mayor. For each one, just tell me which candidate you're more likely to support. If this were all you knew about the candidates, try to choose just one, even if it's a hard one. Which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who believes local Miami-Dade County already collects enough taxes to address the infrastructure needs of the community? Or a candidate who believes local comprehensive plan to address Miami-Dade's infrastructure is required, even if it means paying a few dollars more a year in taxes?
I'd say the second one.
Second one. Thank you. Which one are you more likely to support? A candidate who supports the embargo and opposed Obama's policies? Or a candidate who believes the Cuban embargo must be overturned and supports the Obama engagement policies with Cuba?
I believe in the current situation that in the embargo, the one favorable to it.
Support it. Oh, okay. Thank you. Which one are you more likely to support? A candidate who opposes expanded rights for the trans community, or a candidate who supports, a candidate who supports the LGBT community, including trans rights?
And I'm sorry, what was the first option?
Yeah, I'll read it again. A candidate who opposes expanded rights for the trans community.
Oh, okay. Support.
Support. Okay. Another one. A candidate who opposes any new growth in Miami-Dade County until traffic congestion can be brought under control, or a candidate who supports allowing managed growth in Miami-Dade County along metro corridors to reduce traffic congestion?
The first option.
First one. Another one, a candidate who supports a bond referendum that generates new property tax revenue specific to parks funding, new transit system.
Opposed.
Enhance public safety measures and invest in cultural programming. And the other one is a candidate who opposes any bond referendum that generates new property tax revenue for the county as enough funding exists to meet our needs. You said oppose. Want me to keep that?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. And a candidate who believes, oh, no worries. I still got to read it for quality purpose, though. But, yeah.
Yes, I figured.
I appreciate that. A candidate who believes the county is doing enough to address affordable housing, or a candidate who believes the county has an affordability crisis when it comes to housing, and the county needs to address the crisis.
The
Which
county
one are you more
needs
like?
To address.
The county needs
to
address.
To address.
Very well, thanks. Just want to quickly thank you before we move on. Almost done, so I appreciate your patience. I'm going to read you two brief statements about two candidates for county mayor. First one is Daniela Levine Cava. She's nonprofit and community leader in Miami-Dade County for over 30 years. Her supporters say she is led with vision, integrity, and a commitment to results by confronting the housing crisis, helping people find jobs, and restoring people's trust in their government. She has upheld her promise to create good-paying jobs, invest in infrastructure, keep communities safe through proper funding of police and fire departments, and protecting our environment. She will continue to be a fierce advocate for integrity and honesty in County Hall and change how government works from the inside. Her opponents say she is too liberal and will inject socialist policies in our county. Manny Sid is a businessman and mayor of Miami Lakes, where he was elected as the town's youngest mayor. The supporters say that as a small business owner who works in his restaurant every day, he broke the cycle of rich and powerful politicians calling the shots. While the county was raising taxes and fees on working families, he cut taxes in Miami Lakes and built productive relationships between the city and businesses. He will make county government work for everyone, not just those with an army of lobbyists and lawyers. His opponents say that his pro-growth position as mayor will only lead to worsening congestion and higher housing prices in the county. And last but not least, Alex Tull is a social media influencer and pro-democracy advocate. His supporters say that as a champion for democracy and human rights across Latin America, he's shown the courage and commitment we need in Miami-Dade County to root out communism and sanction those who support tyrannical regimes across the region. His opponents say that county government is not the place to be settling political scores when the county is facing housing and affordability crisis and the impact of extreme climate change. So now that you've heard a little more, if the election for county mayor were today, and candidates were Manny Sid, Daniela Levine Cava, and Alex Atola, which one would you vote for?
Mayor Levine Cava.
Okay. Now, let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for a county mayor. Assuming each of these is accurate, tell me how convincing a reason you think it is to vote for them. if it's very convincing, somewhat convincing, or if it would virtually have no effect on your decision. Here's the first one. Danilo Levine Cava is committed to protecting the rights we enjoy as Americans and Floridians. I think it's very convincing to vote for her, somewhat, or no effect on your vote, on your decision.
It's very convincing.
Very, okay. Through smart budgeting and efficient use of tax dollars, Mayor Levine Cava introduced the lowest property tax rate since 1982, while maintaining service levels and making historic investments in housing.
No effect.
Okay, Mayor Levine Cava's historic rollback of property tax rates was necessary to give homeowners relief during a time of rapidly rising home prices and insurance costs.
Convincing.
Okay, that's just somewhat, correct?
Yeah.
Or is it very?
Yeah.
No, just somewhat, okay. Okay, Mayor Levine Cava understands the need to maintain the same level of service as residents expect from Miami-Dade County, including housing programs to tackle rising prices, a continued commitment to public safety, and building out our transit system.
No effect.
No effect. All right. Housing prices are at an all-time high, and residents need relief. That's why Mayor Levine Cava invested $500 million into housing programs for renters, homeowners, and building immediate workforce housing.
Unconvincing.
Not convincing?
Unconvincing, correct.
Okay. Under Mayor Danilo Levine Cava's leadership, the Transit Department released its Better Bus Network program to decrease wait times and increase ridership.
Unconvincing. Very unconvincing.
Okay. Thank you. Now that you have heard a little bit more, if the election for county mayor were today and the candidates were Alex Atola, Manny Cid, and Danilo Levine Cava, which one would you vote for?
Levine Cava.
Danilo, okay. If the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were today and candidates were Republican Joe Martinez or Democrat James Reyes, which one do you think you'd vote for?
James Reyes.
James. Okay. In the last presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate?
Donald Trump. I'm Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. So these last questions are for statistical purposes only. We're almost done. Do any children under the age of 18 live in your home?
No.
Okay. What was the last grade or degree you completed in school?
Juris Doctor.
Thank you. What is your religion, please?
Catholic.
Okay. And as you know, the term Hispanic or Latino refers to people from different countries of Latin America and the Caribbean. So what country in the Americas do you trace your ancestry?
Venezuela.
Hold on. Okay. All right, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have a great rest of your day.
You as well.
Bye, welcome. Thank you.